Unit 14. Global Citizenship. Speaker 1.
Global citizenship begins with one individual. That individual lives in a community, and that community instills values in them. With those values, that individual goes out into the world.
Speaker 2.
I think global citizenship means that you start locally and you extend your awareness globally. Eleanor Roosevelt was quoted at the conference this morning. She said that human rights begin in small places, so close to home that they don't appear on any map.
Speaker 3.
Global citizenship is not a status issue, it's an attitude issue. For me, global citizenship means acting locally but thinking globally. So it's about acting on a local level and thinking on a worldwide level.
Speaker 4.
For me, a global citizen is someone who is very open-minded and realizes that they are not alone in the world, that their actions have an impact everywhere on Earth, and that they realize they are not solely defined by where they come from. So for myself, I'm not only a civilian, I'm not only a Spaniard, I am a human being.
Speaker 5.
For me, global citizenship is foremost a feeling of belonging based on a culture, a feeling that the world's evolution depends on my openness towards it. Global citizenship is a concept that is becoming more and more important, and what makes it interesting is that it allows every human being, every citizen of the world, to be conscious at once of their sense of belonging to a specific community on a local level and their sense of belonging ultimately to the world. Actually, it's like putting your glasses down for a moment and then looking through someone else's.
Speaker 6. One important quality of a global citizen is respect for all types of knowledge, local knowledge, scientific knowledge, traditional knowledge included. It's someone who doesn't just think of themselves or their community, but thinks of the bigger picture in general. Respect for diversity, empathy with people who are in difficulty beyond your national border, and solidarity to help them out in a local context constitute a good beginning. The main qualities of a global citizen, a world citizen, are openness, curiosity. It's the way they see others. The main quality of a global citizen would be that that citizen is ready to engage in really difficult questions. The main qualities of a global citizen are the ability to communicate with anyone and showing respect for anyone, regardless of class, area, religion, background, or culture. It's basically having compassion and empathy for others around me. Speaker 7.
It's someone who is open-minded, someone who accepts the values of other countries, of the many people that they meet along the way, someone who is motivated to make a difference, dedicated to what they are doing and is selfless. Communication and collaboration. A willingness to participate in local and global events. The global citizen is someone who really values individual differences in a world where we are all looking for a common good. My daily actions affect people around the world. It's a bit like a drop in the ocean that creates all of these waves. Therefore, if I can affect one person, that person can affect another person, and it continues on from there. My daily actions do affect people right across the globe. The way I shop, the way I consume. I need to be aware. I need to know, and then my knowledge needs to shift to action. If I were to help out one person and start a change, it can change the world. As a global citizen, I help my children think about today and the future. As a global citizen, what I should advocate is making people realize that they are not alone in this world. You should take action to involve yourself in your own community and support everyone around you. Understand the exact importance of using social media to share ideas that come from everywhere across the world. That way, we can foster the growth of different visions. We are not only private individuals, we are also citizens. citizens of a country and citizens of the world.